today on Sports Card Investor. We've got some vintage cards in our top five, as well as some modern players from the sports of baseball, basketball, and football.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. We will get straight into the top five today. It is a great top five this week, and it's going to start with some vintage football, and it's going to start with Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor, yes, not the type of guy you would normally expect to be on the top five list, because normally it's modern players whose cards are bouncing around with their performance in games, but vintage football as a whole has been going up steadily. A lot of vintage cards have really been going up. If you haven't been paying attention to the vintage market, you should pay attention to it. And I am pleased to announce that in Market Movers, we have added thousands of vintage cards. We have really been trying hard to add vintage cards across all sports and Market Movers, and we have a lot of them now in the system, including Lawrence Taylor's 1982 Topps PSA 9, which we are going to look at here in just a minute. Now, why are Lawrence Taylor's cards going up? Well, part of it is the interest in vintage cards. Part of it might be the fact that Lawrence Taylor himself has gotten into sports cards. So if you haven't noticed, Lawrence Taylor has been posting to LinkedIn about how he's starting to invest in sports cards and how he's kind of becoming obsessed with it. It's fun to watch. Go follow Lawrence Taylor on LinkedIn if you haven't already, because he is talking about sports cards and a lot of the hobby is taking notice. And of course, you know Lawrence Taylor is one of the all-time great defenders ever to play. Listen to this resume. It's incredible. Two-time Super Bowl champion, 10-time Pro Bowler, 8-time first-team All-Pro, and he won the MVP award in 1986, which is almost impossible for a defensive player to do, but Lawrence Taylor did it. And the interest in Lawrence Taylor is strong, and so are his card prices. This is his 1982 Topps Football PSA 9, as I mentioned. If you look at this card, you could have gotten this card 3 months ago for under $300. It was available for under $300, and this card has shot up over the last 3 months all the way over $1,000. That is a 260% increase. By the way, check out the awesome redesign of Market Movers as you're looking at the stats and graphs here on today's episode. Looks very, very slick now. As do Lawrence Taylor's card price increases, because a 260% increase is awesome. Another guy whose cards have been going up, and may he rest in peace, is Bob Gibson. We lost a baseball legend in Bob Gibson recently. He passed away on Friday, October the 2nd at the age of 84. And you may know he played 17 seasons of Major League Baseball, all for the Cardinals, all for the same team. Very unique there. And he, just like Lawrence Taylor in football, Bob Gibson in baseball had an amazing career. 9 times All-Star, 2 times World Series champion, 1968 National League Most Valuable Player, a pitcher winning Most Valuable Player, 2 times NL Cy Young Award winner, and a 9 times Gold Glove Award winner. Now, the pinnacle of his career was in 1968 when he posted a 1.12 ERA for the season. For the season, a 1.12 ERA. And then he recorded 17 strikeouts in game one of the 1968 World Series. Absolutely incredible. Now, we share Bob Gibson's increase in card prices, and I want to say this. I don't condone people trying to flip cards or make profit off of somebody's death. But what happens is whenever we see a sports icon die, there is a renewed interest in that player and their history. And a lot of people, for the first time, learn about how dominant of a player Bob Gibson was when news of his death comes about. So it's natural that more people want to buy his cards and hold on to his cards as a collector. And that's certainly what I would endorse doing. And because of that increasing demand on Bob Gibson's cards, you can see the prices have been rising. This is his 1959 Topps card in PSA 7. And this is a card that was under $1,000 90 days ago. And this card in recent days is all the way up to over $1,700 for an 81% increase. Bob Gibson, may he rest in peace. All right, our number three player on the list, let's switch to modern baseball. And let's go to a guy who is an MVP candidate this season. He's having an absolutely amazing season carrying the Atlanta Braves into the playoffs, Freddie Freeman. Now, I'm here in Atlanta, and I can tell you that Freddie Freeman is already a big hometown hero in Atlanta. And nationally this year, people have really become aware of what an incredible ball player Freddie Freeman is. He's been absolutely instrumental to the Braves this year. This year, he is currently fourth in the Major League Baseball in hits, second in the Major League Baseball in RBIs, and he has the second best batting average, only behind Juan Soto. His batting average is .341. So he has been absolutely great all season, and he's going to hopefully continue to be great for the Braves in the postseason. Let's take a look at Freddie Freeman's 2011 Topps card in PSA 10, his base Topps card in PSA 10. And you can see this card has been on a really nice run over the last 3 months. This is a card that was down a little bit over $100 if you go back 90 days ago. And this card is now upwards of about $200. So this card has gone up almost double in price, not quite doubled in price over the last 90 days, but a very, very solid, significant 90-day increase for this Freddie Freeman card. And who knows, if the Braves can continue through the postseason, this is one that could continue to rise. We shall see what happens. Our number two player in this week's top five is certainly making noise in the postseason right now. He's been making noise all postseason, Jimmy Butler. And he is coming off of an absolutely dominant game three performance for the Miami Heat. Just when everybody left the Miami Heat for dead, Jimmy Butler put the Miami Heat on his back and almost single-handedly helped the Heat win game three. His cards have been red hot now over the last couple of months, and they're only going to get hotter after his game three performance. 40 points in game three, 11 rebounds, 13 assists, two steals, and two blocks. The guy truly did it all, including telling LeBron in the fourth quarter that he was in trouble, a little jawing between Jimmy Butler and LeBron. Now let's take a look at Jimmy Butler's card prices. This is his 2012 Prism PSA 10. And this card had been hot, you know, for the last several months. It actually started to drop. Even during the playoffs, it started to drop because basketball cards in general have been cooling off a bit the last few months. But then you can look at this incredible rise here due to game three. Now, granted, that's only a couple of sales that caused this pop. So we'll see if that incredible pop can continue. But nonetheless, you can see that there was a lot of additional interest, at least by a couple of buyers, created by his performance in game three. But overall, over this entire trend line over the last 90 days, it's a very strong trend line. His cards are up 180% if you factor in that last day's worth of sales there. A really nice looking trend line, and deservedly so, because Jimmy Butler has been outstanding for the Heat. Also outstanding, surpassing expectation, a breakout star player this year in our number one spot this week in the sport of football. He has been in this top five now a few times, and deservedly so, but we had to go with him again for the number one spot this week, because there is no arguing that Josh Allen is the young breakout star in the football world this year, and his card prices are showing it. Now, you guys know Josh Allen. He's the 24-year-old quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, was drafted in the 2018 draft, 7th overall. And what's funny is people were debating, even going into this season, people were debating Sam Darnold versus Josh Allen. People were having that debate, and there were people out there who thought Sam Darnold was your better investment. Thankfully, I was on the Josh Allen train. Hopefully, you were on the Josh Allen train, because Josh Allen, man, his card prices have really done something as a result, and deservedly so. This guy's been on a tear. This is through week four. Listen to this statistics. Through week four, he's second in the NFL in passing yards, second in touchdowns, second in yards per attempt, third in QBR. He also has three rushing touchdowns. And by the way, he's only thrown one interception the entire season. Absolutely incredible. The Bills are, of course, have a 4-0 record. And could Josh Allen maybe be an MVP candidate? Is that possible? We shall see. But look at his card prices. We are showing here his 2018 Prism PSA 10 card. And you can see, like many, many cards in the hobby, this card actually peaked around the middle of August. But most cards in the hobby have kind of come crashing down pretty significantly since the middle of August. Not Josh Allen. Josh Allen's cards have continued to go up and up and up. This was a card that 90 days ago was a little over $200, about $227 on that day 90 days ago. Most recently, this card has been selling all the way up at $629, a 176% increase. And what's really interesting, one of the things I love doing in Market Movers is adding multiple players to the same chart. So let's actually take Josh Allen, and I want to compare him against a certain other player from the 2018 draft class. Let's compare Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, and let's look at their base cards from 2018 Prism, compare it against each other in PSA 10. Interesting. That gap is beginning to close. That gap is beginning to close, isn't it, between Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. That's starting to look interesting, how those are getting a little closer, but it's even more evident. This is really interesting. If we go back to Josh Allen here and we add back in Lamar, and I'm going to actually change sets because I want to show you guys what happens. This was pointed out to me by Parker. He posted about this in our members only forums for our Market Movers members. If you compare their 2018 Optic base cards in PSA 10, check this out, guys. Look what's about to happen here. Whoa! Josh Allen has actually caught Lamar Jackson. If you look at their Optic cards, Josh Allen's cards have actually caught Lamar Jackson's cards in value. Now, maybe that's a little bit overstated, perhaps. Perhaps, so maybe there's a little bit of value in Lamar Jackson with these Optic base cards. I don't know. But isn't that interesting? And is that a sign of things to come? Is Josh Allen's Prism cards going to continue to race up and catch up to Lamar Jackson's like his Optic cards have? It's certainly something to keep an eye on. It's something that we will be tracking each and every day in Market Movers. And by the way, if you would like to track this as well, you can find out more about Market Movers by going to sportscardinvestor.com and clicking on Market Movers in the main menu bar. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on Market Movers in the main menu bar. We got some new stuff that's coming your way. All right, everybody, thanks so much for watching today's episode. I really appreciate it. Remember to subscribe and hit the bell icon, and I will see you back soon with our next one. Take care, everybody.